Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm here in conversation with Evie Roman, director and screenwriter of Why Not You. Good evening, Evie.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for your time. It's very late in Europe. I know that it's early morning in Sydney. Thank you very much for being so late, for being up so late.
Oh, that's no problem. Actually, I'm still working, so just an occasion not to write.
All right, then. Evie, let's talk about your debut film, Why Not You?, which is a compelling story about Mario, a troubled young man from a conservative mountain village in Sud Tirol. Tell us more about Mario and his struggle.
Well, Mario is one of these lost boys of a generation in between female power and trying to find out what is a man nowadays. Yeah? So this boy wants to be a dancer, but as he grew up in a small village in South Tirol, in Sud Tirol, it's not this kind of profession you should choose as a man. Yeah. So he's in this struggle of this passion he has and trying to get a form to be this and to go away from this village. Actually, he's from a poor family. So that's the next problem he has, that there is no possibility to have education or just to have enough money to go to big city just to try out what he would love to do in life. So he sticked in his village and is in between a lot of problems. He has erotic feelings for a friend of his youth. This friend went away already and comes back for a visit. And this boy is showing him how life could be when you come from a rich family and you just do what you want. This guy is an actor. And so Mario is confronted with this longing and this wish to be someone else. And yes, but then everything changes. And well, I don't want to spoil everything.
Of course. Evie, in your film, the social and cultural context of this conservative village hidden in the mountains between Italy and Austria plays a huge role in setting the scene and the boundaries of Mario's stories. So would you like to elaborate on this, on the cultural context in which Mario's stories develops?
Well, South Tirol is a very problematic region, as there are three languages spoken and as it is part of Italy, but it's a German autonomy. There are a lot of, boundaries you need to cross and a lot of problems you reach when you, in your identity, because you never know. You have a passport, an Italian passport, but your mother language is German, for example, yeah? And in these little villages, you speak more or less German, but in the towns, you speak Italian. So you're always crossing borders while switching from village to town, for example. Yeah? And for my movie, I was thinking, I mean, as I am from this region, I was thinking I want to be very authentic and as this young boy, Mario, has a lot of boundaries to cross, a lot of identity problems, I thought that the best color for this boy or for this, let's say, universal story to get a costume for this universal story is this region where I'm from.
And in fact, while we were chatting before the interview, Evie, as I was telling you, I know this area, this geographical area very well for my own personal story. And I really commend you for a fantastic work you did in depicting the authenticity and the genuinity of this area in terms of struggles and boundaries and difficulties in like merging everything together. This is depicted very well in the film.
Thank you very much. Yes, I tried my best.
There is another interesting aspect of the film that I would like to explore with my next question. And this is about what the script explores. The script explores survivor guilt, homophobia, intolerance, especially when we see Mario's in search for answers after losing his best friend. And it's really heartbreaking to observe profound desperation and hopelessness in Mario's eyes and his incapacity to cope with his own expectations and the expectation of others around him. This is something really interesting about your script.
Well, I need to say it's just a portrait of a young lost boy. And I tried to connect this character to problems or, let's say, struggles we all have in life. And I think nowadays, also in little villages, you are confronted with so many global themes, yeah, that you changed already as a young boy, for example, in my story. You changed. You're much more open-minded than the community you live in, and this brings a lot of problems. And I think I just follow this boy through a lot of things which can happen nowadays. Yeah, I call it, I don't know if it's common in Australia, but in Europe, you have a genre called Heimatfilm, and Heimat, homeland movie, you would translate it. Yeah, and in this genre, you have always these big themes like face or grief or boundaries or poor and rich and religion, especially religion. Yeah? I just try to make a modern Heimat film, a modern picture of my homeland through a portrait of a boy.
And I have to say that Thomas Pren is really, really good at portraying Mario. I think it was a great performance. Would you like to talk a little bit about the casting for the film?
Well, Thomas is from the region, and even if he's another generation, he knows exactly what I wrote. And he could feel this from the deepest heart. Yeah. When I met Thomas, he was a young actor still in acting school, and he had no material, nothing. Yeah. I was just, I don't know, curious. He was a bit too shy for an actor. And I said, Ma, maybe it's not this character I wrote. But then he told me that he was part of how to translate this, Pärchengruppe. This is a traditional thing where they act like devils and they run around, scare people with fire, with costumes of devils. Yeah. And I was really wondering how this shy young actor could have performed like a devil in a traditional group as a show character on traditional festivals. And so this was really interesting and touching me, these two sides of this young boy. And I don't know, it was this the first meeting was like I'm sitting next to the new James Dean.
Ah, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. It was this strange feeling, this shy and etheric. I don't know. Is it etheric when you're somehow how to say blown away? It was this really blown away boy, and on the other side, this part of his youth when he acted like a devil, and
actually, so very versatile.
Versatile, yeah. And actually, now he's very famous in Europe. He after our shooting, he got a very big agency, one of the best German agencies we have. And he's performing in a lot of movies and everyone loves him. And I don't know why.
Evie. Why Not You has been included in the Sydney Film Festival section Europe Voices of Women in Film, which includes 10 films by European women directors. And this program promotes talented women from around Europe who have directed engaging and important films. And because of the Sydney Film Festival, you and all the other women directors included in this section have participated in a webinar, which is available on the website of Sydney Film Festival now, to explore how to navigate cultural boundaries and at the same time being able to tell your own story. So what is your experience in telling stories that are situated in a specific cultural setting as your film, of course, but at the same time can convey a universal message?
Well, first of all, I need to say that I was very honored to be part of this Female Voices of Europe, because there are very wonderful female directors and wonderful movies in, and so it's an honor. On these boundaries, I need to say I think that boundaries nowadays are more than fluent, yeah. And what I try to reach in the story, in the script, and in the movie is how you can look on boundaries, how you can go over them, how you can come back to the safe side, and how you struggle with when you lose every control about boundaries.
Yeah, I agree with what you say, that the concept of boundaries being fluid, meaning that this story set in the South Tyrol can actually be relevant in even a big city in South America or in a country town in the US, for instance. That's the beauty of stories, that despite being set in a specific cultural setting, have a universal message to share with the audience. And I think this is what you were able to achieve with your film.
Well, I think there are these archaic themes who can be set everywhere. Yeah, it's longing, face, grief, struggling. Yeah, this is it's an universal story. But in my case, it's a story. The story is confronted with small communities, yeah, and small communities we have all over the world. But I think that South Tyrol is really special as a small community, yeah, and it's from history and from everything so interesting that it fitted, not only because I'm from there, but it's really perfect for showing how to cross lines and but also how lines can save you.
Evie, I have one final question for you. Have you got any new project you want to talk about?
My new project is called Happyland, and it's again a story about homecoming, not feeling comfortable in a small community. It's about a musician, 50-year-old woman coming back from London to a small community, this time set it on the Danube, and she will be confronted by her band she had when she was young and people who stayed in the little village and lived a complete different life than she did. And then she will meet a young boy, again, lost boys.
Also, we'll watch that space to see your new project, Evie. And thank you very much for your time and for being available for the interview at very late at night.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Evie Roman, director and screenwriter of Why Not You, presented at the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.